Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As I said earlier this week, the final days of any legislative session are characterized by hurry up and wait. What I forgot to mention is that hurry up and wait is often punctuated by high drama, which is exactly what happened yesterday during floor debate on Senate Bill 81. If you recall, this is the tax credit scholarship bill that would allow corporations and individuals to receive a tax credit for donations to private scholarship granting organizations. These in turn would hand out scholarships to allow children to attend the school of their choice, even private religious schools. Proponents say that it will help struggling students find a school that works for them. Opponents, mainly the education lobby, say that it will siphon students away from public schools, and since school funding is tied to enrollment, schools will see decreased revenue. What they forget to mention is that it's cheaper to educate a child in a private school by about half, so for every student who transfers to a private school, the state saves about $4,000. In our eyes, it's a win-win. Struggling students find a school that works for them, and taxpayers save money. The bill was introduced back in January and followed a painfully slow path through the process. The opponents thought they had it killed numerous times, but then it would spring back to life and set off a flurry of activity. One of my friends in the education lobby told me yesterday that they nicknamed it the Lazarus Bill because it refused to die. Its final resurrection came Monday on a last-ditch effort when it came out of the Appropriations Committee by one vote. The floor debate was vigorous, with both sides fully engaged. Hats off to Representative Nancy Valance, who acted as the floor sponsor. Her arguments were professional, powerful, and passionate. Not as passionate as one opponent, however, who got so agitated that she was ruled out of order and had to be gaveled down. In the end, her antics didn't win her any votes, it just added to the drama. When the vote was called, 53 voted yes, 47 voted no. The bill passed, and the teachers' union president was visibly angry. They immediately went to work browbeating moderate Republicans to try to kill the bill on today's final vote. We'll know by 9:30 a.m. if they were successful. After the vote on 81, it was back to hurry up and wait. The House recessed at 6:30 p.m. so everyone could get some dinner, and the plan was to be back on the floor at 8. In the background, there were negotiations going on with the governor's office on some of the big spending bills in an effort to reach an agreement that would allow the legislature to adjourn and leave town today. The deal was reached at about 9 p.m., and the House went back on the floor at 10:45. By 11:15, they finished their business and adjourned for the day. This morning, they'll go back in at 9 o'clock and the Senate at 10. After the final votes on the remaining 18 bills, the motion will be made to adjourn sine die, which is Latin for without day. It's the end of the session, the final adjournment that allows legislators to break camp and head home. That should happen sometime around 11 a.m. Tomorrow, we'll recap the session and talk about the bills that passed and those that were left on the table. But until then, for the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.